Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Miles Carter is joining us this morning, an advocate for survivors of the Top shooting in Buffalo. It was a difficult day yesterday on the three-month anniversary of the Top shooting. Miles, you brought a group of survivors together to share their stories of being in the store on Jefferson Avenue that day and what their life has been like since. Do these survivors feel that they're not being treated fairly?
I think that that's a big part of the problem, is that they don't feel like they're being treated fairly and almost forgotten about in a sense. And it's kind of evident through like the final.
When you're looking at the 514 Survivors Fund, the way this is going through the process right now, one of the issues that was raised yesterday was the speed of payment, that a lot of the survivors that you've spoken with that have come to you have not received any money yet. But as far as we're to be understood, money from that survivors fund is not expected to go out for at least another month or 2 months. It'll be around October when those funds are allocated. Is that an issue of fairness? Is that something that people just want this expedited because there isn't enough attention being placed on the now need? Or is there something else that's a concern there? Because it seems like everybody is kind of under the same umbrella here in terms of timing.
Are you with us, Miles?
No, we'll reconnect with Miles Carter coming up, somehow lost on the phones here. But one of the issues is timing, to give you an idea of what the survivors are dealing with. Rabia Gary describing yesterday what she went through that day on May 14th.
Objects right there with freezies on top of them, and I decided to squeeze myself through there just to make room for my daughter to be in. I laid on top of my daughter. My daughter was kicking me, saying, "Mom, stop, stop, what are you doing?" A mother should never have to tell her child this. I'm gonna take the heat from the gun. And once it go through me, it will barely touch you. Just know that I was here for you. And she's kicking me, telling me, "Mom, no, I'll die with you." What parent has to tell that to her child?
Rabia Gary describing what she went through that day. Miles, we hear the story, it's heartbreaking. When it comes to the issue of timing, though, are all survivors of the attack under the same umbrella? We're to understand that these funds won't go out until October, and that it seems like it's not favoring one or the other, that everybody's kind of waiting until that date.
No, I mean, there's differences. They've already paid out over $155,000 in advance funds through the Buffalo Survivors Fund. In addition, you know, they opened up Category D, which is people that were in the store and not, quote-unquote, physically harmed, to receive advance payment through the fund as well. But those advance payments don't open up until August 16th and won't be available until mid to late September. So, no, not everybody's being treated the same, and that's part of the problem.
Do you feel, or the five that you represented yesterday, do they feel that they're not going to get compensated at all from the 514 Survivors Fund?
I mean, they will eventually, but even through that, though, in the way the final protocol is written, the compensation levels are, like, diminishing based on your involvement or based on, you know, what happened to you in the store that day. So, you know, the advance payment, you know, paid out $25,000 to the families of the deceased, $10,000 to those that were physically injured, and those payments already went out. But those individuals that were in the store but not physically injured, quote unquote, will receive an advance payment of $3,500, but it won't be available until mid to late September.
Is the main concern here just that there isn't attention being placed on the immediacy of the need?
Well, I mean, the immediacy, like the immediate need, yeah, and just valuing the life as well, I think is the concern. I mean, people have got the mental health services they needed. People have gotten the legal aid and legal services they needed. They've applied for the other assistance that's available through workers' compensation and victim services. It's just nothing's coming through. I've got quite a few people that have gone 3 months without a paycheck.
Miles, I'm not going to speak for the steering committee of the 514 Survivors Fund, but I can only say if I was in their shoes, I would kind of be thinking, well, sure, maybe you go through on a case-by-case basis and make a determination that way, but it almost feels cruel to do so, to say that one person's suffering is worth more than somebody else's. What is the best way to go about doing that?
Well, I mean, I told them at the town hall meeting that they had a tall order and that there's it's a very difficult job and very difficult place to be in as far as a steering committee, especially when you start breaking down, you know, who's worth what. You know, the other, I guess, fundraisers that were managed by the Compassion Fund, like the one for the Pulse Nightclub Survivors in Orlando, you know, they divided their fund up evenly amongst everybody that was inside the nightclub that night. So everybody walked away with an equal portion. There was no categorization, which I think is kind of the racist element to this.
Could these five have applied for early payout? Did they possibly? And then were they denied the early payout?
There's no application. And that's the thing, is that the families of the deceased and the other three that were injured, they didn't have to apply for anything. They were given the monies, but the individual that are in Category D, quote unquote, they have to wait until applications open to apply for their spot in the fund, and then they have to make a check or checkbox saying that they are applying for advanced funds as well. So yeah, there's been no other application for the individuals that received money already. And the people that were with me yesterday, they're all very well known by the district attorney and by TOPS because, you know, one was a TOPS employee. She wasn't there, but she was being represented. And then others have had their identification and property with the district attorney's office. They've applied for victim services. So they're on a list. People know who they are.
Do you think that once this is all said and done, when the end of the year rolls around, these payments are made, that this issue will have resolved itself? That right now there is a need there, there is a void because these funds haven't been distributed. But once that happens, do you think that will be the end of it, that all will end well?
No, I mean, again, it's not fair in the way that it was set up, especially in the diminishing amounts based on the categories that they put together. So those individuals that fall in quote-unquote lesser categories but still have severe trauma from it aren't going to be compensated in a way that allows them to essentially focus on healing. And I think that's the big problem. So it's, you know, that's why we put together a fundraiser to help cover their costs in the meanwhile. But also, you know, people all have gotten legal service as well because there are, you know, lawsuits that are being filed.
We're talking live with Miles Carter, an advocate for survivors of the TOP shooting. Miles, how receptive is the steering committee of the 514 Survivors Fund to meeting with you or to hearing these issues from these survivors? Have they been available to you?
No. I mean, we've requested several meetings. I think the guy's name is Jeff, is the manager of or the director at the Compassion Fund. He's responded to a few emails. But they essentially pushed us all over to Tierra Parker, who is the survivor of the Pulse nightclub, you know, which I think is still, you know, the reason the steering committee was put together in Buffalo is to have representation from, you know, our neighbors and those leaders in our community. But they have us communicating with somebody that doesn't even live in Buffalo and is not even here presently.
Well, Miles, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you. Miles Carter, community advocate, joining us live here on WBEN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.